when a person is lighting the Neir of Chanukah, so the Gemara says that one explanation is that you're allowed to light it to that point in time. The second explanation is that's the amount of shemen you're supposed to put into the menorah, or it has to last for this period of time. Which the understanding of that is halacha, half an hour after Tetzer Kavod. So if a person lights the Tetzer Kavod, he has to have a candle or oil which will last for that 1/2 hour. The person lights earlier, he has to have that much shemen or that large of a candle which will last until 1/2 hour after Tetzer Kavod. So therefore, when a person lights Erev Shabbos, you can't light by Tetzer Kavod, it's already Shabbos. So we light earlier. The person has to have a candle or oil, which is there's enough that will last till Tetzer Kavod, plus another 1/2 hour after Tetzer Kavod. So sunset next Erev Shabbos is about 4:50. I'm not sure exactly what time it is. Let's say it's about 4:50. So if you calculate according to what the shul calculates, say the kachavim is about 40 minutes plus another 1/2 hour, so it has to last 1 hour and 10 minutes after sunset. You're lighting not by sunset, you're lighting 20 minutes before that, so you're putting 1.5 hours worth at least of shemen in there in order to make sure that it lasts for 1/2 hour after say the kachavim. We mentioned that there's those who say that nowadays, since that there's travel in the street even after the 1/2 hour after say the kachavim, the Gemara says the main purpose of no time at Chazal was that it should make it be mefarsh in the day, so the people in the street, they said that usually so the people stayed in the street for another 1/2 hour after sunset. After that it was dark, people would stay inside, should not be mefarsh in the day outside anymore. So there was no reason to light. But nowadays, which we have Sabbath beyond that, so some say nowadays you can light even outside so much later. But Mr. Rav said that would create a chumrah, that you should, that nowadays our tikkun rechem and ashuk is that much longer, you're going to need oil in there that much longer. So if you live on a street which has traffic till 12 o'clock at night, you need mechuyev to put, according to Mr. Rav, enough oil to last till 12 o'clock at night. You must get a large container of oil and use that to fill the midst of Chanukah. You have to have enough oil. We're not makban on that, but it is something which you should be aware of. There's such a shita. Once a person puts that amount of oil in, so he's fulfilled his mitzvah even if it goes out. Even if it goes out, it will not last that long, but you've done your mitzvah as long as you lit it with the right amount. The exception to that is Erev Shabbos. In the case where Erev Shabbos, you lit it and it's still Erev Shabbos and the Nair goes out, a person should relight the Nair without a bracha. According to the Taz, you to do it with a bracha, we pass him to do it without a bracha, but a person should relight the Nair in that case without a bracha. Let's say he was Mekabel Shabbos already. He says, okay, good, I lit my Nair, it's okay, I'm Mekabel Shabbos, I'm ready to walk to shul, Daven Nifer earlier already, and then he goes out. What should he do? He can't light it. He was already Mekabel Shabbos. He can ask somebody else, another Jew, to light for him. There's no problem of Amira with Yisrael in that situation. If a person is lighting, we say he's supposed to last 1/2 hour after the Tetzer Kavod. Let's say I'm lighting, 2 minutes, it's Tetzer Kavod is 5:30. So he only gets home at 5:10 to 6. So he only has to put in 10 minutes worth of Nair of Shemin. That's not true. No matter what time you light, you must have at least 1/2 hour's worth of oil or candles will last 1/2 hour to fulfill that mitzvah. So he's lighting it, gets home at 8 o'clock, and he lights the Nair. Then he has to have at least 1/2 hour's worth of Shemin in the Nair at that point in time. So the 1/2 hour requirement is the minimum. Sometimes you're going to need more than that, but it's going to extend beyond Tetzer Kavod. I wish you have a good morning and have a good Shabbos.
Under normal conditions, it would go 1/2 hour. But when something happens, like it's windier or something, and it goes faster.
If you put it in a place where you're expecting it to get windier, it's a problem. If you put it in a place you're not expecting it, then if something happens, then that's not a problem.